Numerous customers complain their insurance doesn't deliver what they had promised to cover such losses derived from heart attack or home insurance that doesn't cover losses from floods. But it seems that sometimes customers just don't read their policies properly. Breakfast producer David Buccio-Luesa spoke with Justin Malbon, Professor of Law at Monash University, an expert in financial rights. He began by asking, why do customers still have problems to understand the policies of their insurance?
Well, what happened in 2011 flooding in Queensland and New South Wales is that people made claims under their insurance policy for the flooding and then found that they were rejected because the definition of flooding differed from policy to policy. So in some cases, the policy said flooding was only if water came from above, down a hill or something like that. Other policies said it's only if the water rose up from a lake or a river. So people thought, I've got flood insurance, I'm covered for the flood. But it turned out that the definition didn't actually cover them. So as a result of that, the government amended the law to have a standard definition for flooding. But they also said that, or they also realised that the information that consumers have before they purchase insurance is what's called a product disclosure statement. But those statements are usually hard to find on the website, and they're something like 60, 70 pages long. They're complicated, and so it makes it very hard for people to know what's going to be in their insurance policy, what they're covered for and what they're not covered for. So the government then mandated a key fact sheet, a two-page sheet, which just shows very clearly what's in, what's out, what's covered, what's not covered. And so we did some research to find out whether that key, that two-page key fact statement was making a difference and whether consumers were more likely to buy the right kind of insurance with the two-page key fact statement.
You wrote an article in The Conversation in which you mentioned that insurance companies use a kind of tricky language, such as covering fire, but saying in one of the policies that fires igniting within or outside the premises are not covered. Can you tell us more about this tricky language that companies sometimes use?
So we undertook research. We had about 400 participants in our research, and we asked them to buy an imaginary or a hypothetical insurance policy, and we provided them the information. We were the ones that drafted. We did a key fact sheet and a product disclosure statement. We wanted to know whether a consumer is going to buy a good one or a bad one. So we wrote a good one and we wrote a bad one. And in the good one, we said we cover you for fire, except you can't make a claim in the first 72 hours. And in the tricky one or the bad one, we said we cover you for fires, except for a fire ignited within, inside the house or outside the house, which means no cover at all. And so we wanted to find out whether if consumers read that on a two-page key fact statement, if they looked at the good one and the bad one, would they buy the right product? And we found that even when we made a very simple choice between good and bad, and when we only required them to make a choice between two products, and we only showed them the key fact, two-page key fact statement, we still had 10% who bought the bad policy and another 14% that didn't buy anything. And that was the best result we got. After that, it was downhill. If we offered them good, middle, bad, people were much less likely to buy the good product. So it showed that even when you provide very clear, simple information to consumers, a significant proportion of consumers will not buy the right product.
I'm speaking with Justin Malbon, Professor of Law of the Monash University, about the customers who has problems by not reading the insurance policies properly. Justin, what further steps should be done to have a clear communication to the customers and avoid these situations?
Well, I think the real problem is that no matter how clear you make the information, a significant proportion of consumers are going to buy a product that is not best for them. So So I think we really have to think the idea that we put the onus on the consumer to work out what the right product is, because we don't have the time or the expertise to dig through all sorts of information to find out whether we've got the right product or not. I think the best thing is for all the policies to be standard right across the board. So travel insurance, home and contents insurance, motor vehicle insurance, all those forms of insurance, I think we need the same standard terms. So there's no tricky stuff in there, so that people are fully covered, and maybe you can make a choice, get consumers to choose between gold, silver, bronze, make a fairly simple choice like that. And I think that way there's much less chance of people becoming disappointed or surprised by tricky terms within insurance policies.
Jason Melbourne, Professor of Law of the Monash University, speaking about the customers who fail the insurance policies properly.